Hello, I'm going to call to order the December 7th meeting of the Tiburon Town Council. Could I get a roll call, please?
Here.
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 Here. Thank you. At this time, I'd like to open the floor for any persons wishing to address the town council on subjects not on the agenda. You may do so at this time. Please come to the podium, state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
My name is Phil Richardson. I live at 418 Greenwood Beach Road. And this is I feel like I'm breaking into a party here because it looks like it's going to be a nice evening. But I've had this concern, and I even sent the council an email about a month ago. Here's I live in Greenwood Beach Road, and the end of the street is this tree that every 3 or 4 years the city allows some property owner lives 250 feet away up on the hill to top the tree, which seems absurd, because he's on a hill that's probably 30 feet higher than the tree, and there's other trees in the area, but he's picked on this poor tree. So about 3 years ago, Alice and I actually went out there and looked at the tree, and I asked the city to keep me in touch so when it came up again for approval, I had a chance to say something. So I was down there about a month ago, and the tree looked like it was actually growing back and looking nice. So I checked in, and of course, the city had recently approved an encroachment permit so the owner could go top the tree again. So I'm just here to defend one little eucalyptus tree in the town of Tiburon. But I think it's, if you went to the person's property and tried to find this tree, it's almost impossible. So that's all. That's why I'm here, and I hope that council will consider doing something about it, and at least if it comes up again, I have a chance to come here and say I think it's a poor idea. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Mary Beth Todd, and I'm not a resident of Tiburon, but I am the girls' director for Southern Marin Lacrosse Club, and I've been on the board there for 3 years and the girls director for 2 years. And over that time, we've seen a tremendous amount of growth, something I'm really proud of, actually. And with that growth, we have over 200 Tiburon kids playing with our club, which is awesome, providing a lot of opportunities for these boys and girls ages second through eighth grade. But one of the things that has not been happening is we have not been able to secure field space here in Tiburon for those families formally through the city or through the school district. So these 200 kids are being shuttled down the street and practicing in Mill Valley, and actually we'll get one filled up in Puerto Madera. And what we are asking is for some support from Tiburon, specifically with regards to the development of McKegney, or the possible development of McKegney. And specifically, we're asking for a seat at the table with regards to the development of the field. And with that, we would bring our fundraising efforts. And what we would be asking for in return, of course, is access to the field space in Tiburon. And we have some advocates here as well. And I'm going to hand it over to David Steele.
Hi, my name is Dana Steele. I'm a resident of Tiburon since 2005 with my husband Rich and my two daughters who are both soccer and lacrosse players. I also have a connection to Tiburon in that I first moved here in 1974 with my family and have basically been a resident here ever since. I'm a trustee on the Regis-Stuck School Board since 2011, and I'm a member of the Tiburon-Belvedere Joint Powers Authority relating to school traffic mitigation on Tiburon Boulevard. And I've worked on traffic-related issues for the last few years. My purpose in being here tonight is simple, and it's to ensure that the Southern Marin Lacrosse Club, along with all local sports and field users, are given equal access to the process and decision-making relating to McKegney. And the reason that this is critical to me, not only as a parent, but ultimately as a citizen and member of the JPA, relating to traffic mitigation, is that a primary concern relating to traffic mitigation, particularly in the afternoon, is what happens with our local athletes and where do they go after school to practice their sport. Right now, in the absence of having local field space for our lacrosse players, all of them, all 200 of them, are traveling out of the area in order to attend their practices. And so they're unable to take advantage of the yellow bus. They are unable to walk or bike to their after-school activities. So by enabling athletes of all of our sports to maximize usage of our local fields, we're allowing kids to walk, bike, take the yellow bus to their activities rather than be on our single-lane road in and out of town. So I would encourage you to follow the lead of Mill Valley and reach out to them. They have created a policy and a plan with the inclusion of all the key sports leagues and field users to ensure equitable access and usage of their fields, and I encourage you to consider doing so for McKegney as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Del Negro. I'm a Tiburon resident, a lacrosse coach. My kids play lacrosse. They also play soccer for the Tiburon teams. And I guess I echo much of what Dana just said. I think it would be a good thing for the town. We've got so many kids in this town who play lacrosse, and there's no reason for them not to be able to use the same fields that people are using for other sports in town, especially since most of the kids who play lacrosse, play soccer, play softball, play a number of sports. And I guess just, you know, from a transportation point of view, if for all the kids who are playing in town, when they have soccer practice, they can walk to practice, ride their bikes to practice. That is going to alleviate a fair amount of traffic, I would think, within town. I guess just given the fact that there's a lot of people in the community who all share a lot of the same goals, I would just think that being able to use the resources that we have here for all the people in the town equally would seem to me to make sense, and doesn't seem to be any different in terms of, you know, field use or any sort of different wear and tear on the field, whether it's soccer or lacrosse. It's kids running around with cleats on, and that's it. So we're hopeful that, you know, we can be a part of fundraising and be a part of, you know, seeing a real field in town.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else?
Hi, everyone. My name is Shannon Neese, and I actually sit on the Southern Moon Lacrosse Board with Mary Beth. And I also have three children. I live in Tiburon, and my kids have all played Southern Moon Lacrosse. I want to just first say that the lacrosse club is very excited to help finance and get the field, the Pinky Field, going. Last year we were really successful in getting a little bit of the field space in Tiburon from the softball club, and that just was really, it went over very well with the Tiburon families in terms of not having to drive all the way to Mill Valley. Like Dana said, it saved a lot of the traffic on most of the on the roads. But it just allowed a lot of the kids to try a new sport that they wouldn't have maybe been able to play if they had to drive over to other fields. So again, just very excited to be a part of the new McKegney Field.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, thank you. This time I'll close the oral communications. And
may I make one comment?
Of course.
I think we have McKegney Green on the agenda for the first meeting in January the 18th, or planned for the agenda.
No, there's a subcommittee meeting that's going to be meeting in January.
Yeah, it's not scheduled to be on the agenda in January, but we have just recently scheduled a subcommittee meeting, I believe, in December.
Okay.
And we certainly will be discussing McKegney at the council retreat in March, and could discuss it prior to that if council wishes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. at this time, we'll move to the introduction and swearing in of town employee. Greg?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As council is aware, Diane Crane-Yakopi, the town clerk for Tiburon for the past 21 years, has recently retired, and also, as council is aware, we have announced previously that her replacement is Lee Stephanie, who is sitting next to me. Lee is no stranger to the town, as we were able to lure her away from the Community Development Department. As part of her position, she's required to take an oath of office, and I would like to administer that oath to Lee now, and we'll take care of that. We're going to just stand and do it right here. Lee, please repeat after me. I, Lee Stephanie, do solemnly swear.
I, Lee Stephanie, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter as town clerk for the town of Tiburon. Congratulations.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We're excited to have you on board. All right, at this time I will move to the consent calendar. Would anyone from the public or anyone on the council like to remove or comment on the items on the consent calendar?
I will move that we take off item number four.
It is clarifying the list of appointments made from January through December 2016, and then at our first regular meeting in 2017, staff will return to council with the town council committee appointments for review and revisions.
For the
year 2016.
Yeah,
yes.
I just didn't look through the whole list, and I wasn't sure. Thank you.
Yep. Okay, I will have discussion on item four, but I believe we can go ahead and approve all the items on the consent calendar. If someone would like to make a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, let's move to item four. Do we have any staff report, or should I just begin? Okay. On November 25th, 2016, Planning Manager Dan Watros reached his 20th anniversary of service for the town of Tiburon. Staff would like the opportunity to present Mr. Watros with a resolution of the town council commending him on those 20 years of dedicated service. So I will read the resolution to you. Resolution number 31-2016, commending Dan Watros for 20 years of distinguished service to the town of Tiburon. Whereas Dan Watros has served the town for 20 years as senior planner and planning manager in the Community Development Department. And whereas Dan Watros has served 4 town managers, 15 mayors, and countless other members of the town council, planning commission, design review board, parks and open space commission, and the parks, open space, and trails commission, and has served each of these bodies with the utmost professionalism, knowledge, and good humor. And whereas Dan Watros's tenure with the town has been characterized by steady and consistent application of design review guidelines and principles, acting as a stalwart first line of defense for the protection and preservation of Tiburon's prized neighborhood character, and as a moderating influence between development interests and adjoining neighborhood interests. And whereas Dan Watros has processed innumerable projects and applications, large and small, from major subdivisions and new homes to tiny alterations, and has decided the fate of literally thousands of Tiburon Peninsula trees in his capacity as tree ordinance and view ordinance guru, thus ameliorating the unchecked arboreal cleansing that might otherwise have ensued. And whereas Dan Watros has made a huge impact in training numerous young Tiburon planners over two decades, in being the go-to staff member when dealing with difficult personalities, and in being the best support that any department head could ever wish for. And whereas Dan Watros has conducted himself in his 20 years with Tiburon with intelligence, thoroughness, affability, unwavering loyalty, total trustworthiness, and a commitment to leadership and a spirit of teamwork, and has inspired affection in all town staff throughout the years, all of which are hallmarks of a truly dedicated and valuable civil servant. Now, therefore, the Town Council hereby expresses its sincere appreciation to Dan Watros for his 20 years of outstanding public service to the town of Tiburon.
Just briefly, thank you very much. It's been an honor and a privilege to serve the residents of the town of Tiburon, to serve terrific current and past councils and boards and commissions, and to just work with the best staff anybody could ever hope for. So thank you very much.
Just if I could add to that, I've had the pleasure of working with Dan, I think since 2003. And I can always remember that in front of the Planning Commission meetings, where the reading was as large as it's ever going to be when you work or volunteer for a position within the community, I'd look at what I had to read, I'd read it, and then I'd say, I don't know what I've just read, I better go see Dan. And so I would march down into Dan's office. And lo and behold, Dan had a way of saying, Jim, let me point out the real key things you need to be thinking about, in addition to what else you've read in the documents. And he saved me more times than not, and I'm guessing that he saved many of us. And it's just a pleasure to have someone like Dan around with his background, history, his affable side. And we know he's an avid Giants fan. And if you ever want to know something about the game the night before, come in and see Dan. It's almost like he was there broadcasting the game for the rest of us.
So I've been living in Tiburon now 20 years, and we started when we built our house, and I think Dan was probably here right almost towards the end of that. But of all the stuff I remember about Dan being there all the time is when I somehow got promoted to the, or ejected to the head of the design review board in like 6 weeks. Emmett left, Liz Bird jumped on, she left, and then I was up there, and I had like no experience whatsoever, and one of the first things we had to deal with was somebody wanted to add a small bedroom to a small house. And this one gentleman kept getting up and saying, you know, this is in my way, it's in my way, and this house is too big for the property. And it was like a 60 square foot addition. And somehow Dan, we asked the gentleman where he would live, and Dan looks it up and he says, wait a minute, you're about a half mile away, and your house is 6,000 square feet on a half acre. And I don't know how he had the information, it was like it was just in him, and this guy just, that was it. Shut down, we finished the meeting, and it was a good one. So anyway, Dan's always there, ready to go, and I don't know where he has all his information stored, but it's always at hand. So thanks.
So I have been working at one time more intensely and in other periods of my career here with the town, more intensely with Dan from when I was first on the Planning Commission, which I think was in 1998. And rather than repeat any of the compliments about not only the store of knowledge, but the basic feel for what the community is about and what the community priorities are, I think we should also recognize two gifts of Dan that probably rightly are not in the resolution. One of them is his penchant for building team spirit by wearing the most amazing shirts every day. And the other is his talent for writing epic tributes to everyone else. I'm sorry we couldn't come up with one in iambic pentameter for you, but our talents are limited.
You know, I just want to say, you know, sometimes it's not easy to play the role of the referee with the black and white shirt and the whistle. But as you know, many times, whether it's in front of the design review board or the planning commission, that's a role that Dan plays magnificently. And it's an extremely difficult role. And I just want to commend him on all of the wonderful things that you've done over the years. Like Jim, you also counseled me when I first started on the design review board. And I know the last couple of years you had some health issues, and we were all so happy that you came through that. And we're just thrilled that you're part of the town, and continue on for another 10 more.
I'll just echo my fellow council members' appreciation and thank you for your time and your service, and we really appreciate all that you do. Thank you.
Yes, if I could, Madam Mayor, on a personal note of gratitude, while it was a pleasure writing the resolution, there is so much more that could be said about Dan and the tremendous work that he's done over the years for the town. You simply can't encapsulate that in a one-page resolution that fits in a frame. So I really appreciate the council's comments in addition to what was said in the resolution. Dan, having you at my side all these years, as well as at watching my back and guarding my front, try to visualize all that, has made my job with the town that much easier and more productive. And I frankly don't know what I would have done without you over the course of those years. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and well deserved. And how about 20 more?
Thank you. Thank you, Dan. Okay, at this time, we will move to action items.
Madam Mayor, could you adopt the resolution?
Oh, I thought we did that as part of the consent calendar. Okay, I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Formally adopted. Okay, we will now move to the action items. Recognition of outgoing Mayor Tolini. I guess this is my portion to say a couple of comments. It has been my privilege to serve as mayor in a community where our citizens are so involved, not only in showing up and giving plenty of input on various items, but we are also blessed to have so many who dedicate their time and expertise on town boards and commissions and many other ways that are not officially part of town government. In addition, I can't imagine doing this job as mayor without the support of our incredible staff. Everyone has been not only knowledgeable and helpful, but warm and kind, and for that I'm so grateful, so thank you. As the newest mayor of our council, I would also like to thank my fellow council members who have given me your support, your respect, a listening ear, and a fun place to come twice a month to serve this community that we love so much. And finally, to my family, thank you for putting up with my absences and allow me to practice all of my speeches on you all the time. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Aaron, if I could maybe add to some of your comments, I'd just like to express a few comments about you and your leadership of the council and of the staff, and your role, the helping staff that yourself organized, that us organized for our meetings. One, you've set a lot of records in the year that you've been mayor. One, it was an easy record to set because the person who preceded you set a record too. You remember that record, Frank?
High score?
I think it was the longest council meeting we'd had in the history of this council. But, everybody has a record, right?
Yes.
Aaron, you one up to Frank. You looked over the shortest council meeting we ever had as a council. And for that, all of us are very grateful. We really are. I'm also personally grateful, as I think my colleagues are and the town is, for your willingness to step out on a couple of issues. One in particular that meant a lot to me, I know it meant a lot to you, was providing some additional safety ordinances with respect to firearms. You went up against the crowd, the National Rifle Association. You went up against a lot of folks who thought it was overreaching. But I think you led the right initiative for our council. We did the right thing, and I think the voters in November also put their support behind you and what you did. So that was terrific leadership. It's nice to be part of that. I also want to thank you for not, and this can't go outside this room, right? So nobody will say anything, for not, if you will, as they would say in Australia, dobbing us in. You might remember the night when the Cubs were playing the Giants. And we've never done this before, and I would swear to that, but it was one of those special games. I looked over to my left, and my colleague was doing the same thing that I was doing. Just happened to forget to turn off the iPhone. And it was kind of sitting right here with the score. I couldn't quite see his, so mine ended up down below here, hoping that nobody in the audience would see, but I was just by chance watching what the score was. And I saw Erin kind of kept looking over, and I was hoping she wouldn't see or say something, you know, like, or give me one of the elbows in the side. Jim, that's not really the right thing to do. Now,
I wanted to know the score.
Well, exactly right. The fortunate thing was that we had a light agenda, and it was an important agenda, but we were able to multitask, at least that one time. So at the end of the meeting, you know, when Frank and I were talking about the game, Erin came over and chastised us and said, you know, that wasn't really very nice. It wasn't so much that you were looking at the score, but your screens weren't pointed in directions where I could see them. So thank you for not, if you will, dobbing us in front of the community. And thanks for your sense of humor.
One other important initiative that you undertook this year was the opening of the farmers market. And I hope that continues on next year. It was a great way of engaging the community and having people come out. And maybe we can even look to make some improvements, as we always do, for next year. That was a wonderful initiative that combined your interest in the downtown with your interest in families in this town and wanting to do something really positive. And I think it worked out really well, really well. Especially like the lobster truck that was there every week. what people also don't know about Erin, which we come to know more when we sit in the back room back there, is she's also usually the smartest one in the room. She has an amazing ability to read people very well, speak eloquently, and come up with great solutions to problems. And she's a real asset to the community.
I apologize if they're repetitive, but obviously we've all had the same wonderful experiences working with Erin. For me, who's been on the council for a while, she was another welcomed representative of our younger families, but an extraordinary one. And you know, in addition to the political things you do, you bring your person to the interactions and to the planning and to the ideas. And this is a person who is extraordinarily poised and calm. She has an uncanny ability to interact with people who have opposing views in a way that's helpful and engaging and is productive. I admire her enormously. I think her energy to revitalize our downtown is only matched by her innovative ideas on how to do so. And of course, I'm referring to the farmers market and her continuing engagement of looking at ways to improve it and make it even a better event with improved patronage next season. I think her sensitivity to timing for public process is just amazing. I thought the early advocacy for sharpening up some of our gun control ordinances and even dealing with some of the marijuana issues resulted in community support, reasoned discussion, and a passage of amendments that are really appropriate to this town. I can't tell you what a pleasure it has been to serve the town with Erin. Thank you.
I got nothing. No. You know, it's funny because what happens, we've all been mayors now, at least once, some twice, and when you're on any of these boards, whether it's Design Review Board or any of the volunteer organizations that are in a town, you don't really realize at first how much time it takes out of your day. So on one hand, I totally, you know, it's part of the job and it kind of happens. But for Erin, keeping the meeting short has been a blessing because the amount of time we've saved being having 6-minute and 8-minute meetings has allowed us to be on all these other committees. So it's been really great. But it does take a lot of dedication. You look, you know, her husband Mike is on the Design Review Board and has been for years. And just trying to have young kids in this town and deal with homework, deal with school, deal with the responsibilities of mayor, and accomplish a lot of things while you were doing it. and always be nice. Like, you've always been so sweet at these meetings, you know, where I know I've lost, not lost my temper, but there's times where I've just had it with some stuff. And Aaron's never been like that. So I just totally appreciate the way you've been. You've made it seem so pleasurable to come to these. And I know they're going to be short, so it makes it even better. So thank you, Aaron.
Okay, at this time, I will entertain any nominations for the office of mayor.
Since I'm already warmed up, let me try. So continuing my thoughts on, you know, what this takes to do the job. Some people make things look easy. And I'll talk about one of my kids, or both of my kids. They're really good athletes, and they can do anything. And they pick up a lacrosse stick, and a couple years later, he's All-American. Or she picks up a water polo ball, and she's the goalie, and she's like third in the state. And they make it look easy, and you go, God, why is that so easy when I know it's hard? So I would like to nominate someone that makes things look easy that aren't, but he's been a great friend and a great mentor to me, and I think to the rest of us, and that's Mr. Jim Frazier here. Jim, when he was the mayor before, I watched him and I thought, well, this is going to be a breeze. Look at the way this job is easy. Look at this guy. He's always in a good mood. He's always running through stuff, and it's done, and it's a beautiful job, and he comes up with great solutions. And then you get into that position. You're like, I got another 8 o'clock meeting. I got another 7 o'clock meeting with a developer. I've got, and it just goes on and on and on. And Jim made it look easy, which kind of fooled me. And I wouldn't have run again if I had known it wasn't easy. I would like to nominate Jim to be the next mayor, and thank him for everything he did for me and for this town.
I'd like to second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And I think we should switch chairs.
Thank you. Now we can watch the games, Aaron.
Frank, let me compliment you on saying exactly how I wrote it.
Thank you. And, and like I sing, with no real notes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Council. It's a pleasure to be here and to be able to be part of the team in this role. My biggest fear is that I have to follow Aaron. I'm not a good joke teller. I think I have a sense of humor, but nobody ever laughs at anything I say. So, you know, Frank, I'm going to be calling on you to do a couple of Rodney Dangerfields for me when I need them, right?
Hey, no problem. I'll tell you. We're okay.
All right.
Yeah, we'll do it.
All right. That's good. The next item on the agenda is to solicit nominations for the role of vice mayor for the town of Tiburon. Do I have a nomination?
I would like to make a nomination. I would like to nominate Emmett O'Donnell as our vice mayor. Emmett, as you know, or may not know, is a very shrewd keeper of the town's funds. He spots every opportunity to save money. This year alone, he helped arrange our budget so we can pay off our unfunded pension liability. He spearheaded refinancing our bonding debt, which is the sweet spot of all times in the last 10 years to do it. He was part of the Yellow Bus Challenge and put his hours in making that a reality. And that is not even a quarter of what he does, not even 10%. And something you may not realize is that when you serve on these other broader regional committees, you bring benefits back to the individual residents of the town you represent. So as our representative to Marin Clean Energy, he was part of the activity that resulted in 1, 2, 3, 4, over close to a dozen new cities coming into Marin Clean Energy, which for all of us reduced our rates for Marin Clean Energy, if you were a green customer, an average of 8%. So, because he benefits each and every person that he represents, because he's a pleasure to work with, and because he's a very effective elected council member, I would like to nominate Emmett O'Donnell as our vice president, as our vice mayor. And I apologize for that.
I
wouldn't wish that on anyone. I'm sorry. I'll second.
And we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Well, maybe being a vice mayor is like being vice president. You know, you don't get to do much except sit next to Mr. Frazier as he assumes the, as we get on the merry-go-round of being mayor again, and you get to ride the big shark around. Thank you very much.
All right, great. All right, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. Any town council reports? None from
did
my
colleague? Did we vote
for him? Yeah, we did. We have a vote.
Are you a nay on that, or?
I was somewhere else.
Any town council reports from my colleagues? No? Town manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a couple of reminders before we end the meeting. First, I want to remind council that we have a special meeting scheduled for next Monday, December 12th at 7:30 p.m. The December 21st meeting will be canceled, as well as the January 4th meeting. So that means the next regular meeting of the council will be January 18th. And as a final reminder, Town Hall will be closed from Friday 12th, or December 23rd, through Sunday, January 1st, reopening on Monday, January 2nd. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, I think we've closed the business for the day, so do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
We're adjourned.